From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. U.S. presidential candidates take even closer aim at each other. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are assailing each other as unfit for the U.S. presidency in the final days of their campaigns before next Tuesday's national election. More from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
The renewed FBI probe into Clinton's use of a private email server while Secretary of State has pushed the issue of her trustworthiness front and center, and Trump wasted little time in seizing on it.
This is the biggest political scandal since Watergate.
Clinton may be on the defensive, but she's also lashing out at what she believes are Trump's character flaws in the final days of the campaign.
Donald Trump is out there stoking fear. Disgracing our democracy. And insulting one group of Americans after another.
One of the longest and most divisive U.S. election campaigns will come to a close next Tuesday. And for many voters, the end can't come soon enough. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Make sure you are tuned to VOA on all of our platforms, both broadcast and digital, for election coverage next Tuesday night. A national political survey showed Trump closing the gap among likely voters Clinton has held for weeks, with the latest Washington Post ABC News tracking poll from the last several days showing the race deadlocked at 46%. Other polls show similar close results in key election states that will decide the outcome. This is VOA News. Police in the Midwestern city of Des Moines, Iowa, have a suspect in custody who may be responsible for the ambush-style killings of two police officers early Wednesday. Des Moines Police Department spokesman Paul Parizek said the suspect is named Scott Michael Green, a 46-year-old white male who has been described as armed and dangerous. Parizek says Scott Michael Green flagged down an officer Wednesday morning in rural Dallas County west of Des Moines and turned himself into police. He was taken into custody and is now being treated at a Des Moines hospital. Both officers were sitting in their patrol cars when separate fatal attacks occurred about 3 kilometers apart. Shootings come at a time of increased tension in police-community relations in the U.S. An issue Parizek addressed when speaking with reporters.
You know, we're very well aware of the society that we're living in right now and the time, and that there are some not so positive views of law enforcement that there's a certain segment of our population holds. So, I mean, we're as vigilant as we can be, you know, and still provide the service that we need to provide.
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch denounced the senseless killings in a statement Wednesday, saying the Department of Justice has offered assistance to local and state authorities. Special forces in Iraq, of Iraq, seized control of state television facilities inside Mosul Tuesday as a loose-knit combat coalition allied with Baghdad pressed an offensive to drive Islamic State extremists from the city. Kurdish and Western journalists embedded with the force said it was meeting stiff resistance inside the city, encountering concrete blast walls and roadside bombs planted by IS fighters to slow the Iraqi advance. Meanwhile, in Geneva, United Nations spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani said IS fighters continue their push to forcibly move thousands of civilians closer to Mosul to provide extremists inside the city with human shields.
What we have observed is a pattern that ISIL is taking people closer and closer to Mosul City. Initially, they had moved a lot of people into Hammam al-Alil, and then they started moving people from Hammam al-Alil closer to Mosul City.
U.S. estimates show up to 1 million people could become displaced as fighting intensifies in Mosul. Nearly 18,000 people have already fled the city since the operation was launched on October 17th. Turkish President Erdogan, Saudi Arabia's King Salman, and the Islamic State terror group are recent additions to the list of predators of press freedom released by Reporters Without Borders. It marks the International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists, and that happened on Thursday. The Reporters Without Borders listed 35 politicians, religious leaders, militias, and criminal organizations.
That's the latest world news from VOA.